Melon, you were dead. What brought you back? How did you come back?
Well, in my conversations with the light, one of the more interesting things I discovered and learned about was that reincarnation is for real. The light told me that almost everyone on Earth believes in reincarnation in some fashion or another, even Christians, Muslims.
Well, pretty high percent do, I'll tell you that.
And what I was shown was that there that the spiritual explanations of reincarnation are actually very flimsy, but the physics, the quantum physics and the quantum mechanics of reincarnation are absolutely solid. And I give like a whole workshop on just that. What's beautiful about reincarnation is it's a very natural process. It's inevitable to our evolution, and it's inevitable to our spiritual evolution.
Okay, but in this case though, you didn't reincarnate. You came back as you.
Yeah, I believed I was going to reincarnate into a new body, but actually I reincarnated into the same body, which at first was kind of a letdown because I had to pick up my sad life at the exact spot I'd left it off.
Well, and I was going to say, the process of rigor mortis was starting to set in. Oh, did that go away? What happened?
Yes, as I was told by my caretaker that after about an hour and a half, they had left me alone in the room and were actually discussing what to do next. And shortly thereafter, they heard a sound in the room, and they came into the room, and I was actually laying on the floor. I had fallen out of the bed. And as I remember, I thought I was going to be reincarnated, but I came back into my own body.
Was this your choice?
Yes. The actual specifics, you know, I was not intelligent enough to design, but the fact that we all do come back, which is the beauty of it, we all do reincarnate, and we all are part of this great process of this conscious building that's coming to a crescendo or a critical mass here in the very near future. I was on the floor in the room whispering a prayer. Right before I came back, and I'd had all the time I ever wanted to with the light to ask questions and to be taken to different realms, and I just had every question I could ever possibly have was answered, and I literally am someone that has no questions now. I only have answers, but that doesn't mean I know everything by any means. Every one of us has our different set of questions for the universe that we're exploring and adding to the whole. So by no means do I know everything. I just know that all my questions were answered to my satisfaction, and then I was ready to come back. What I am humbled about, though, is that I was aware that there were many, many people who were much, much more better qualified than me, much better people than me, much more capable than me, that were not getting a second chance for whatever reason. That's between them and the light. But I was going to come back, and I knew it, and I thought I was going to be born conscious. But and I'm still humbled by that to this day, is that I was given a second chance. I chose a second chance, and I wanted to make the most of it this time. And I live with that thought every day.
Did you regret it for a little bit when you came back?
Well, certainly when I first came back, because I was right back in the same life again, in the same world. And it took a period of about 2 years of integration to really integrate being back in the world and having to take this life and use this life.
Why don't we all get that choice you got? And that was, they die, they don't come back. Why don't we get that choice?
I don't have an answer for that. That's something that's unique with each individual. But I can tell you this, though, that that once you go to the light, you are completely purified of any disease, any darkness, any what you might call evilness. You are completely purified and begin your reincarnation again. There are three levels of reincarnation, as I was taught. One is the automatic survival of the species reincarnation. You could call it bloodline reincarnation. It's more powerful than your mind. I know there's a lot of people that teach that the mind created everything, but I was shown on the other side that the mind is one of the last things that showed up. your body is millions of years much older than your mind. And our mind is in such a young state at this time that it's like a child. You know, there's a certain time when children are so young, they think they're the center of the universe and they have no cares about anyone else.
Right.
We're still a little bit in that stage, sort of like, remember when Galileo tried to show the church that the Earth was not the center of the universe?
It got him in deep trouble.
Yeah, and you look at most most human religions, and I'm not putting down any of them, but most human religions on the planet have what I call that, have not had the Galileo effect yet. We're not actually the center of God's eye. We're a part of a whole beautiful system called the Gaia. And we're about to mature as a species, which is very important to the survival of the species and the planet.
Now, tell me your concept of the Gaia.
And this is something I never knew about before I went to the other side, but I was shown this in like these great, I guess you call them movies, but I was shown that what we call the Gaia concept is that the whole Earth, and I guess the astronauts were some of the first to see this, although the ancients talked about it, is that the whole Earth is actually one living being. It's a fantastic life form almost beyond our imagination.
Like an organism all by itself.
It really is, and we're all a part of this. The human part of it is absolutely an incredible, special part. Just every human alive today has worked their way up from primordial into being the top of the DNA chain. We have the top DNA on the planet. I know that may rub some people wrong, but we do. Our DNA is really the book of life on the planet. Every human being alive today has been everything this planet has been so far.
Maybe everything this universe has been.
If you want to go to the galactic Gaia, yes, certainly. Everything from the Big Bang, certainly. But on this particular planet, with the type of star that we have and the gravity and all of that, we are the sum total of everything that's happened on this planet and a great creation. We're just learning now not to separate ourselves from nature or the planet. The ancients tried to tell us this, and I think we're just beginning to understand it now.
You know, let's talk a little bit more about reincarnation since you brought it up before we get into prophecy. We've had a number of guests on this program, Mellon, who are true believers in reincarnation. They past life people and hypnosis. We come up with incredible stories. Did you see, when you died, your past lives?
Yes. In fact, that was something that's going to be in my book that I'm going to have out pretty soon is I got not only a life review, but once I got to the light and we were discussing reincarnation, I got a review of my lives on this particular planet. And what's interesting is that people have not had as many reincarnations at this point as they think they've had because, and I became sort of a specialist in past life regression for many years after my near-death experience. I was trained and I studied hypnosis, and I found it a very good tool to work with people. But there are three types of quote, past life experiences or future, if you want to look into that, too. One is you're an actual true past life. But we're covered, that's like a pearl in the center of an onion that you have to peel. So much of the stuff that we think is our story is really our family story,
mm-hmm.
Stories we've picked up along the way. And the third part is the symbolic part of our life. We pick up symbolic, what we might call past life memories that we pick up from the books we read, from images we see, from emotional events we go through. And true past life regression is a process of peeling the onion to get down to the real you.